I Love to Tell the Story was a well-known hymn which was written in 1866 as a poem by an English evangelist, Catherine Hankey. Most Christians know the words, I love to tell the story, 'twill be my theme and glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love. But do we really love to tell that story?
Here to unpack present-day issues from a biblical perspective is Janet Parshall.
It's inarguable that the Great Commission set forth in Matthew 28 is a call for all believers to share their faith. Telling people about the truth of the gospel or evangelizing is something we all must do, and it should pour out of us like the living water it is. But according to a new Barna survey, we are not. In 1993, Barna partnered with Lutheran Hour Ministries to find out if people did or did not reach out to the world with the gospel. 25 years later, Barna is still asking the question, but this time trying to determine what impact the digital age is having on spiritual conversations. When asked whether they agree with the statement, every Christian has a responsibility to share their faith, the results were significantly different today from 25 years ago. In 1993, 9 out of 10 Christians who had shared their faith agreed. Today, just 2/3 say so, a 25-point drop. Barna also reported that just 10% of Christians in 1993 who had shared about their faith agreed with the statement, converting people to Christianity is the job of the local church as opposed to the job of an individual. 25 years later, 3 in 10 Christians who have had a conversation about faith say evangelism is the local church's responsibility, a nearly threefold increase. Perceived social barriers have made an impact on Christians today, more so than 25 years ago. Barna concluded Christians are more likely to agree that faith sharing is only effective when they already have a relationship with the other person, and to admit that they would avoid a spiritual conversation if they knew their non-Christian friend would reject them. They are also more likely than Christians in 1993 to say they're unsure whether most non-Christians have no interest in hearing about Jesus. Why the significant change since 1993? Roxanne Stone is the editor-in-chief at Barna Group. She's concluded that the overarching cultural trends of secularism, relativism, pluralism, and the digital age are contributing to a society that is less interested in religion and that has marginalized the place of spirituality in everyday life. As a result, Christians in America today have to live in the tension between Jesus's command to tell others the good news and growing cultural taboos against proselytizing. The gospel message hasn't changed, and the call to evangelize hasn't been rescinded. It is we who have changed. Spurgeon said it best when he referred to evangelism as an irksome task, but said we must force ourselves to do it until it becomes easy. We are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. May we never forget who we are and the message we've been called to share. That's my opinion. I'm Janet Parshall.
For more information, go to janetparshallcommentary.org. Or email us at janetparshallcommentary@moody.edu.